United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. Vic Carucci and Nate Dogg here. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Poof, poof.
There you go. Got that bark down, bro. 216-578-0850. Let us go to Youngstown and say hello to Mike. Hello, Mike. In Youngstown.
Yeah, Youngstown. A lot of football tradition here in boxing. Small town, five world champions, Ray Mancini, Kelly Pavlik, you know, the Stookses. Yeah, so many people. But I want to talk a little bit about what you guys were, the round table. I didn't get to hear all of it because I'm in sales. I'm in and out of the car.
Okay.
But Mary J. Cabot, you know, talking about, you know, the plays, you know, the games that got away from us from certain plays. And, you know, I mean, that's football, you know. When I believe it was Campbell got hit in the one game, and, you know, the game that he got the concussion, and I guess it was a blow to the head that nobody saw. We don't get a lot of respect. We don't get a lot of respect. But here's what makes me think that the team is getting better. And, you know, I'm probably a little bit older than both of you guys. I'm 63 and been watching this for a long time. Usually when you watch a pregame show, and I don't catch all of them or the whole show, but usually when you're tuning in for a little bit, it's always a joke. You know, the Browns are a joke. But you can see more and more of the respect from the announcers out there that are doing the games and, you know, the different show pregame shows and, you know, saying, hey, the Browns are almost there. And sometimes when something's right in front of you and all we see is us losing, we can't see the brighter picture. And I was going to ask each one of you guys, you probably can't, you know, answer, but I wanted you to think about it anyway. If you were the head coach or the defensive coordinator, whoever, and you got to cut the players, how many players on defense would you positively say, I don't want them back next year? And offensively, on the line, you could definitely maybe say one or two. Running backs, you can't count because we really don't have one, although that kid looked great yesterday. I don't think we're going to get rid of a whole lot of people, do you?
I think they're going to make some moves. There definitely will be moves of attrition, but I think there's going to be addition because that's the normal cycle of football. You turn your roster over about a third every year, roughly speaking, in the National Football League. And thank you for the call, Mike. Rather than saying who I definitely think should be cut, I would say to you, these are the positions I want to see addressed, okay? And the obvious one we've said over and over again, and we'll say over and over again as time passes, because it's not there. That person isn't there on this team, I don't think, for the long haul, or at least I don't know for sure, is quarterback, so I want to see that addressed. So it might be the rookie starting there. It could be Brian Hoyer starting there. Those would be the two, in order, the two likely scenarios at that position, and a lot of that depends on how Hoyer recovers from that knee injury. Beyond that, I do want to see probably two changes on the offensive line, and I think one is going to be needed at center because that one isn't going to be about cutting Alex Mack. I think Alex Mack is going to end up moving on in free agency. I think the odds favor that happening. That's in my mind. I don't think it's something the Browns necessarily would say that they want to be that way, but the fact that a deal hasn't been put in place at this point with the season ending means he's going to hit the open market and probably command money that in the mindset of the people running this team that I don't think they want to pay that level of money to keep him. This is just my thought in terms of how they value the position. And they assign values to everything in this organization. Every spot in this building, players and non-players get assigned a value. So there's, and that's probably true with most businesses, but there's that. Guard would be another place, at least one guard, and it could possibly be two. Wide receiver, I could see a minimum of two additions there of people who play immediately. So as I'm saying all this, it's presumed that other people got to be moved out of the way to let newcomers come in. And this is via, when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about the draft, but I'm also talking about free agency. And then from the standpoint of the defensive side of the ball, you know, I think it's fair to say that, no, let's keep an eye on strong safety. As much as I want TJ Ward to be that answer at strong safety, for them because I think he's a Pro Bowl player, and I think he's having a great year, and I hope they can find a way to keep him here. And I think guys like Joe Hayden, who you're going to count on for a while, you know, they're going to be, you don't make decisions on this basis, but I think he is a, quote, happier player if he sees that guy in place with in a complementary part of this defense. Inside linebacker, we addressed that, at least one and possibly two there. And I, most of the rest of the defensive side, corner, you know, I think that could easily be one more corner. So I think in telling you where we see people being added, Nathan, I think we're telling them where they're going to be eliminated from current players.
I think you're absolutely right. And the, yes, and that's
going to
be
a lot.
It is a lot, but that's what we're talking about. There are some things coming up where it looks like there are a few more needs than maybe we would have thought originally, but at the same time, there are more encouraging things going on as well with this Cleveland Browns team. But I thought that was a very good call, some good points, some good insight. And I think the Browns are being taken. I know I get this. I go to New York every Sunday. Nationally. The Browns are definitely being taken more seriously nationally. Despite their record, they are considered to be by far the best of these teams that have records of a similar vein.
I regularly talk with at least four people affiliated with either national media or teams in this league on a regular basis, weekly basis. I mean, I have a circle of conversation. You do that in this business to keep plugged in. I do my other job is I work for SiriusXM NFL Radio on weekends. That's a national show, and you're covering all 32 teams there. And to be up on those teams, besides the one that I'm around and know the best, the Browns, requires that kind of download. But when I download that, they know that I'm downloading it as someone who is a Browns person, so I always seek their opinions on what we're doing here, so that it's the unbiased, unfiltered. You know, it's not the stuff that you can get when you're kind of, you know, within yourself. You go outside the organization to go there. Let's go to Phil in Cleveland on the line with us. Hello, Phil.
You know, I listen to you guys a lot more now than I've ever have, and since I've been watching this Browns team just completely do a spiral into the ground, and you know, if you, definitely the quarterback issue. I mean, that's really started the whole downspin, I think. And, you know, I'm not an expert at this thing, but, you know, you've got so many players on that team and so many options, and they just keep playing the same people over and over and over again. I have no idea why they keep using Little, and they don't have somebody else in the wings. You know, they're guys that they play first half, and you don't see them in the second half, or you see them in the first half, and vice versa. It's just like, I don't get it, why they don't just play to win. Stop playing the politics on sports.
Well, but, hey, Mike, Phil, here's the thing, though. I'm with you on seeing the repeated mistakes by people, but the alternative to Little right now is who? See, that's what we don't have the answer to. You're not there. Okay. But that's not – we don't have that answer on this team now. That answer's coming. And it's as apparent to the people running this team as it is to you, as it is to Nathan, as it is to me, as it is to Megan, all of us sitting here, that this team has to make those changes. But to say, well, they're playing politics to play these guys out here, there's better alternatives not on the field, I'm not quite sure of that. I don't know who that is. At the wide receiver position, I think you're when you're talking about Greg Little and Devon Bess in the conversation of receiver depth, that's where it is. That's all you got. And Travis Benjamin would have been part of that or has been part of that. He's not playing anymore. He's got, you know, he's out for the year. So
let me tell you something. Receiver is going to be addressed.
Big
I am going to just tell you, I think if you are
go out on a limb.
Yes. The era that you have referred to may be a little long for the world, as it were, here in Cleveland.
We want to get a hold of Dave DiNatale. Is Gerard Cherry going to be available to us? Shall I tease that he's going to join us, or shall I not? Has he got meetings?
He's in a high level.
He's in a high level
meeting.
High level meeting. All right, let's do. Is Joe in Pennsylvania still online?
No, he hung up. I'm so disappointed.
Joe hung up.
Joe
what's
up?
Come on,
I'm
Joe.
I'm so mad at Joe.
Joe who?
Joe from Pennsylvania. Joe who? Exactly. Come on, Joe.
All right.
That's okay.
Promise when we come back that we got some great tweets.
We do have some tweetage. All right, we'll go back. We'll get back to some tweetage. In the meantime, you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a Football Monday, Therapy Monday edition. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850 WKNR.